Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, welcome to the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. I am joined today by Stehor and Matt Ladsden, the editor-in-chief and owner of This Is Anfield. If you're not onto This Is Anfield and you're a Liverpool fan and you're onto us, what are you doing with your lives? Get over there, subscribe and all that on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, everywhere, and get involved in that app as well because it's sweet. Feel really bad that I've not plugged Steve's website now, which is Read Liverpool.
It's fine.
FC?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Are you sure?
My last. No, it's Boss, our website, yeah, go to.
It is really good, actually. Steve does a lot of writing on there as well. And if you know Steve, you like Steve, get over there and subscribe.
Oh, that's horrendous.
Sorry.
The Venn diagram of knowing who Stehor is and liking Stehor in the middle. There's like two lads.
And one of them's here. And I'm not telling you which one it is. Okay, so we're here to build up the show against Crystal Palace, first and foremost. Steve, we're two games into the season. Both games have been pretty big so far. Is every game going to be massive this season?
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? It's just, it's footy, is nuts. It's a home league game that Liverpool should win, but the Watford result and the ill feeling about transfers or lack of and all that kind of stuff as we film, Coutinho situation, blah, blah, blah. There's just tons going on. It just looks like Liverpool need to win every game now just to settle nerves. It's crazy, isn't it? But that's what you want. You want games to be big games. That's what it is. You draw a game away. The pressure's on you to make up for it straight away, isn't it? Because there's six teams in this league who are trying to win it, or at least get in the top four, maybe seven, depending on what your thoughts on Everton are. So yeah, it is a big game again, and it's against a team who've got a good record against us, players who have done well against us, on the back of a very good result in Europe. Yeah, it's the importance level just feels crazy, doesn't it, for the second game of the season? It's bizarre, but that's just the world we live in now.
Where do you stand on the importance of it? I mean, and how do you feel, Matt, that Crystal Palace are going to, you know, how are they going to turn up? I mean, we saw them get snotted by Huddersfield, wasn't it, at the weekend? They're going to have a point to prove as well, aren't they?
They're going to have a point to prove, but it's one of them where we should be really, really confident. Like you say, Palace have just had a miserable start. I don't think really that their manager is the type to come and set them up like how Palace used to come and set up and go every man behind the ball and just play Zahar against Lovren. Zahar's injured anyway, so Lovren can sleep a little bit easier on Friday night. You know, it's all on paper, like, in our favour. First home game, we should all be up for it. But, like, you know, Steve mentions that there's a little bit of negativity around the club just with the way that the summer's gone. And obviously 2 points dropped already. You know, it's that whole like mentality of, oh, if we don't win this, then we're already dropped 4 points. And then you're going to watch United win or whoever. They're already on six, we're on two. It's like title race is already over. You know, we're already out of it. Like, that's genuinely what you could be looking at like come Sunday night.
Do people need to start finding enjoyment in football again?
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. I mean, we should beat Palace. We will beat Palace. I'm pretty confident of that. So we should be going and enjoying it more. We've got a Boss front three who we haven't seen play together yet at Anfield on a brand new pitch that's going to make them all play like liquid football.
How will that affect, funnily enough, I wanted to talk about the pitch. How do you think that'll affect Liverpool? Will it be positive or negative?
Positive, absolutely. I mean, Watford, I don't know if you see, like they stopped watering the pitch like a good 20, 25 minutes before kickoff, and apparently the pitch itself was like quite long.
The pitch against Hoffenheim, you've seen the manager on the telly? Yeah, fixing divots.
They didn't water it either. Yeah.
So they know that we've got so much pace, like from the fullbacks and the wide forwards, and obviously like Anfield's pitch has been a problem for a long time now. Klopp's known about it. Rodgers known about it like before, and you could see it at times, especially when it's like warmer weather, which who knows, you know, could be torrential rain if it's like anything. The last couple of weeks has been up like around here, but it could be decent weather on Saturday. But hey, we've got a nice pitch now, so it should be much better and much more effective for the style of play that we want to play.
And you think that's right, Steve? Do you think what Matt's saying there is, you know, Klopp will have had a hand in what type of grass this is and how it is, and that it will be made specifically for this Liverpool side?
It'd be stupid if it wasn't, wouldn't it?
Would you put it past Liverpool?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen some of the things. The pitch, it's still too small anyway. That's another bugbear of mine. It's too small for us. But in theory, yeah, it should be better. Again, we want to play with pace, so it should be set up for that. It should be soaking wet. You know what I mean? It should be really small. It should be just designed for us. And we'll soon see the impact of it. Last year, we've got to remember, under Klopp at home, we were phenomenal for the start of the season. Teams turned up and they were lucky if they got B3. And that's what we want. We want that again, don't we, from the start of the season. You know, we want teams come to Anfield and just want... They'll take a 2-0 loss. That's what we need. By the time Palace turned up, they thought they were going to win, and we were all shitting our kecks for the whole game, and it turned out to be right because Benteke scored again, because that's what he does against us. It's mad, isn't it, how ill nerves everything feels. It feels so nervy at the moment. And it all stems from the transfers, or lack of. If we'd have got Keita and Van Dijk in, Coutinho was happy and playing, even if there was a couple of injuries which are inevitable, we'd all feel a little bit easy. But there's so much ill feeling around the club that every game is like, Lovren's playing, Moreno's playing, arses are going.
The footy's supposed to be a release from that, though.
And it's not.
And yet it's not at the moment, is it?
That's just the place we're in. That's just football as a nutshell. All three of us do this as a job, so we live it every day. And I see a lot of people who, you know, fair play to them, they subscribe to this or this match website or mine, and I'm thinking, I'm not sure why you're doing this, mate, because you hate this. You hate this. You don't like all this. This is entertainment. It's meant to be fun for you. It's like, I hate horror movies, so I'm not going to go to pictures and fucking watch a horror film. So if you hate footy, why are you watching it? Get some enjoyment out of it. But when you're that desperate for Liverpool to win, which we all are, we're sick of being the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th best team in the country, when you should be 1, 2 or 3, you should be winning things. When you don't think your team and your ownership and your club are doing everything they can to make you, to help you win, then you can see why it feels uneasy. So the best cure for it is to win football matches. Yeah. So beating Hoffenheim away is a massive result. No one wins there. No one's won there for over a year, and we went and done it. If you can turn up at Anfield, beat a team who's got a good, you know, turned up to Anfield every year and beat us or took a point from us, if you can put them to the wayside as well, maybe, just maybe, things start, you know, a bit more sunshine, things feel a bit brighter. So that's got to be the plan.
They've got a point to prove, though, haven't they? We mentioned that already, Matt. Do you think fatigue will be a factor for Liverpool?
It's a tricky one with our fitness, because you can never work it out. Like, obviously, theoretically, we should be fine. Like, it's Tuesday to Saturday, but then
we look tired against
Tottenham. We've got no options, so it's probably going to be pretty much unchanged, or maybe one or two changes. We'll find out later, won't we? But yeah, you do worry, like, that it could be an issue. But as long as the forwards have got a little bit of energy in the legs, then it should be not a problem.
Okay, well, we're going to take a little break there. I'm going to just quickly plug a new product that we've got on sale. You have spoken. Red Men TV has listened. We have Pajak nudes available now from the Red Men TV shop. bigcartel.com.
Do I look like Messi?
Pajak nudes.
Or just Messi.
£12. Get them to sleep in. Then you've got me cuddling up to you all night long, baby.
If you get into bed with your missus, pretend to be Chris Pajak.
Get out again 2 minutes later.
give her the best 30 seconds of her life. or his life, if you know, if you're...
Do you get like a Chris Pajak, like, you know, one of the mask faces?
You can pay extra for that if you want, you know. You can pay extra for
get
that.
Get it free with a T-shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do that for you. If anyone wants a Chris Pajak mask for any reason, we'll do anything for a couple of quid. Honestly, I'll happily get Tom to print one off. You'll have to pay for the ink for the printer. We've run out again, though, so apologies on that.
It'll be black and white.
It'll be black and white. Grayscale. Okay, what we're going to go on to then is predicting the 11. It's a new feature that we started for the build-up show this season. So, gentlemen, I probably should have told you this beforehand. I'm going to ask you to point them to that camera for you first and foremost, there, and we'll go through that. Sean, you're going to need to run around the back of that camera and make sure that that's all right on Matt. And Steve, would you mind going through your side?
I will go through my side, yeah. So the only change I've made, I brought James Milner into midfield. Sorry, she'll show you as well.
Go ahead.
Four ahead of Gini Wijnaldum. he has to make at least one change. You've just got to. You can't play the same team three times in a week and expect them to play well. Milner did well when he come on. Wijnaldum's been poor. I don't think he could drop Henderson quite justified.
Why have you gone for Chan, not Henderson? Why have you gone for Wijnaldum, sorry, not Henderson?
Because I think psychologically he wants to build Henderson up a little bit more. And I think he wants to give him a home game to, you know, get back into the swing. I think theoretically it should be a bit easier for him. I think if you bomb your captain out after two games, it psychologically it's a blow for the player who's just come back from injury. So I personally probably wouldn't play him in this game, but I think the manager will give Milner. And it's mad that, you know, you're bringing James Milner in. I said before, we need a bit of creativity in midfield, and James Milner's the man who's being brought in to do it. It isn't ideal, but again, it just shows the lack of options and the injuries and stuff, and Phil's back must be killing him. How he's going to pass that Barcelona medical, I've got no chance if his back's hanging off, but that's the only change I can theoretically see, because the options are so limited.
Yeah, they are limited.
Unless he plays Grujic. The only other one is he could give Grujic a game instead of Milner. Grujic has got a bit of history with Palace. He ate him. Did he break someone's ankle in the last game? And even in the pre-season game in the summer,
he's a bit gnarly.
They were into him. They weren't a big fan of him, so you could play him for the gnarl. But I think he'll drop Wijnaldum, who's been pretty average, and go for Milner.
Okay, what about you, Matt? You show us the team.
Matt is crazy.
No, I've gone sensible in the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
similar,
yeah.
But
okay,
I've taken Henderson out.
Yeah, you could do easy.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Easily do it.
Okay, so we've got Mignolet, Trent, Matip, Lovren, Moreno, Chan, Milner, Gini, Salah, Firmino, Mane. Where do we win this game with that side?
Where we're going to win every game, which is that front three. Like,
not the defence, Matt.
We've almost
tight 1-0.
We've gone from over-reliance on that player to over-reliance on that, you know, over-reliance on Coutinho. Now it's like over-reliance on Mane, really. Like, if Mane has got an injury, then we could start like running for the hills and giving up this season already, but that front three is what's going to win it. You know, the options are so limited. I'd rather not be putting Milner into midfield. I don't think that Grujic is ready to like be starting Premier League games. Your other option is to like change the fullback, but I don't really see the point of that when we're at home against Palace. Like,
Robertson could play.
Makes,
but he hasn't been in two squads. It's mad, isn't it?
Exactly. So I struggle to see that happening. I would think that Henderson coming off early last night has to be fitness/injury related. There's probably going to be, you know, well, Henderson's got a niggle, we're going to leave him out, and then maybe he can come back in for the home game, which probably makes more sense because, you know, he's managing his fitness more effectively rather than playing him again on Saturday and then he's played three games in a week when he hadn't played for 8 months. All of a sudden he's not out, you know, he's out for 8 weeks again with his same heel injury.
I did. There was some pictures of Henderson on the bench last night, and it didn't look to me like it was an injury. Now, very, you know, I'm guessing at this point because he was still wearing his boots, and if it was like a heel injury or a niggle or something like that, I'd have guessed that he'd taken his boots off, and he didn't have any padding on anywhere that I could see anyway. Either way, I think you're right, mate. You've got to manage that, manage him back into fitness, don't you? We're gonna move on to your score predictions, and I'll come to you first, Matt.
I'll go with 3-1. Home win, obviously.
Obviously. Scorers?
All the front three.
Again?
Yeah.
Like Watford? Yeah. Sounds. I like that.
Yeah, I think 4-1. Benteke will score. That's life, isn't it? Benteke scores against us. I think Firmino is going to bag a good couple of goals in this game. Maybe even a hat-trick, I've got a feeling.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think we're going to get a pen. It'll be interesting if him and Milner on the pitch who takes it. I think it'll be him. I think he's took the duties out. Would you agree?
Yeah.
You think he's on pens?
I think Milner's on pens if he's on the side.
Against Bayern, was Milner on the pitch when he took that pen?
I alluded to the fact that I thought at the time that Milner wasn't going to be a guaranteed starter this season, so you build somebody else up to take it if he's on the pitch.
Yeah. So I think Firmino, I think he's on, I think he'll take him, I think we'll get one. I fancy Mane every day, he's our best player. Someone really at Barcelona, if they were clever, and I hope they're not watching this, or they can't understand what I'm saying, it's fine. That's the guy they should be buying, by the way. They're buying the wrong lad. Refill's great, don't get me wrong, but everyone's good. I said on Twitter, everyone's going to be off the side of your money next summer. Mm. We need to be strong. We need to be in a strong enough position to keep him. He's brilliant. Huddersfield give these nightmares at defence. They've gone back to a back three, I think, as well. And they've lost their best player to an injury as well. How they respond, you get snotted by a team who's just come up at your home ground. Do you galvanise, you know what I mean? Do you come together? Or do you go the other way? I've got a feeling they're going to go the other way and we're going to give them a bit of a snotting.
OK, I'm going to go 2-0 Liverpool win.
If they don't score, Chris, I'm going to be
a clean sheet.
Over the moon.
Absolutely. I'm back in the defence because, you know, it's the third game they'll have played together at this point. I am going to say that it's Mo Salah's going to be the star in this game. I think Sadio Mane, like you used to, is the best player that Liverpool have got. And I find it quite interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing, Matt, how Salah enters the fold, because we've seen him score goals, but we've also seen him just floating and out of games. And I think he might be, I was saying to Steve this morning, I think he might be one of those players who just pops up with a goal every now and again, and he's kind of there, and you forget about him until he scores a goal.
Yeah, it's like that with a lot of forwards, though, isn't it? Like, especially like your effective forwards. Even Messi, sometimes he kind of goes, disappears 20 minutes, then all of a sudden beats everyone and puts in. Like, you know, if you're kind of missing him and forgetting him, and then maybe their centre half or their fullback is, and it's the same thing. Shit, he's there now, and you know.
Oh shit! I forgot about Messi.
Yeah.
You know, what's that lad?
I forgot he was there. So
I think he reminds me. I think he's going to remind us. I said this to you of Luis Garcia. He's going to do your head in at times. There's going to be times where he's one-on-one with a goalie and it just knocks it wide, or his touch is horrendous, or he doesn't track back, and then next week he scores a goal, or he scores a world. He already beats four players and scores. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he ends up more Mane, where he's a bit more consistent, but I've got a feeling he could be one of those players who does your head in, but you can live with him doing your head in because he's that good when it clicks.
It is interesting to see a forward make the type of runs that he makes, isn't it, Matt? You know, he very much comes inside and, you know, we'll pick the ball up and our defenders have the ball and he's gone. Like, he's just gone. And you're like, Mo, come back. He's not played the ball, Mo. They're not ready for it. It's going to take a little bit of time for Liverpool's players to get used to how to play with him, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the signs in pre-season have been pretty good as well. Like, I don't think that it's too much of an issue, like, in terms of, oh, shit, we've got, like, an absolute whippet up front. You know, we've got two of them now, one on each side. The centre-backs don't know which way to go. And, like, Klopp mentioned something in pre-season about, like, Mo can even play as a number nine. I don't think that he meant that literally. Like, he will start as a number nine, because he won't, but he can drift into that number nine position in the game, especially when Firmino has dropped out, which gives that like unpredictability which you need in attack.
I wouldn't mind us going, you know, those two are quite narrow at times, aren't they? Coming, I wouldn't mind saying this one. This could be a game where you want to get chalk on your boots, lads. Stretch, if they've got a back fat, you want to just stretch these as far as you can. Isolate yourself against the wing backs, because Palace have shown at Anfield, again, different managers and stuff, they're good at the low block, they can do it, they're effective. And we struggled last year at home, especially. They just let Klein have the ball on the right. They were fine. They just went
beat us. So
they just went narrow and said, "Give it to Klein, and he'll see what he can do." And he couldn't do anything.
But then you've got Trent now.
Especially so
if you've got Trent
and Salah dragging them out, I think that's when you need your midfielders to be making the third man run. Which is, to be fair, James Milner does that quite well. I think he does all right when he plays there.
Listen, he got a goal last night because of a run that he made out wide, didn't he?
Exactly,
giving him the goal. Yeah.
Absolutely, giving him the goal. And if not, Salah would have scored if the defender doesn't knock it in. Like,
it's fine.
It's Milner's goal.
I hope he stretched them. I think we were too narrow against them last year. I hope that's one of the reasons I was so happy when we bought Salah. Pace out wide, stretch them as far as you can. I wouldn't fancy me as a right back against either of those in a one-on-one situation. So what you want to be there and their defence.
I wouldn't fancy you as a right back against either of them either.
That's understandable. I'm crap. But you want to be dragging that centre half out there with them, because that's what you need to do. Because last year it was too easy for them to just sit there all game, drag them out of position, get them out wide. But in order to do this, Chris, you mentioned the defence. You've got to be solid. You can't be 1-0 down after 8 minutes again like the other day. It's just too easy to play. You need to get at them, and you need to keep the back door closed and just wear them out. And eventually, I think that's what we're going to do.
Well, we mentioned that, actually, didn't we, Matt, briefly on the final word. So available, of course, from theredmantv.com. Just £5 a month. It has over doubled in price. But it's £5 a month now. We're doing loads and loads of exclusive content. You got your final word show straight a day or so after the game, depending on when the game's played. You got your instant match reaction podcast, which comes out about 40 minutes after the games. You've got video versions of podcasts, exclusive shows for subscribers, probably, my words, three to five hours a week of exclusive Red Men content. If you're not onto the website, do get onto it. Loads more articles on the site now. We're trying to rival Real Liverpool and This Is Anfield. We'll get there one day, trust me, if you support us and show us the money. But we talked a little bit about it on the final word. I've completely forgotten what I was going to say.
Back door.
No idea.
1-0 down was what I was speaking about.
Slow starts from Liverpool. Right. And this, thank you, Steve, massively saved me there. I focus so much on plugging the website for like 2 minutes. I'm going to do it again. So you're going to need to help me out in the seconds here. No, we've had slow starts and we need to change that for this game. I think first home game of the season, the fan base, the way it is at the moment, we're not going to have much patience, are we?
No, and that's something that's been a bit of a problem for, you know, quite a while, like the lack of patience in the stands, and it's almost that come and entertain me, you know, rather than like actually going and being part of it. You'd like to think that, you know, the sun will be shining, it'll be a nice day, everyone will be up for it, it's 3 o'clock, first home game. One of the big reasons why we have to sort of go for their throat early on is because they got hammered last game. You know, you don't want to let them grow into the game and be 20 minutes in and their three centre-backs be sat there going, oh yeah, actually, we're comfortable, we're much better than last week.
But, you know, especially with Zaha's injury as well, they're going to be down in the dumps. Yeah. Fucking get foot on the throat.
Get in and at them really early on. Like, we should know a fair bit about them. We played them in pre-season. You know, they don't look like they have the biggest squad, the best players out. They're maybe not sure of their manager's new tactics and style. So go hell for leather early on. Get a goal, relax the crowd, and then we play better when we've got that first goal under our legs, because we look a little bit jittery without that, like having gone a goal. So,
okay. Well, there you go. And if you go into the game, don't forget to come over and see us after the game. Fan cams behind the cop if they're going to let us film there this season. Because I noticed there's some new LFC-owned burger vans and stuff were there the other day. So we'll find out about that. But if you go into the game, sing your heart out, support the team. Try not to get too impatient with them. At the end of the day, they're Liverpool players, and we support the club and we support the players who are playing in the shirt. Thank you very much for watching. Of course, gents, thank you very much for joining me once again. Been absolute pleasure, and I'll see you next time on the Redmen TV.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.